MVP Monday.
And we bring in our executive producer, Bill Rowland. Bill, this is me trying to give you a big, huge intro.
Executive producer, Bill Rowland.
It's well done. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's good to see you guys. And Kate, the reason Aaron Rodgers wasn't at the Pro Bowl, he was too busy winning the Pebble Beach Pro-Am this weekend.
That's right. And he told everyone he's not going to San Francisco.
Right. Yeah. He also said when somebody asked him about where he was going to end up, he said, well, a lot of the fans out here are screaming about the Raiders, forgetting to realize he's still under contract with Green Bay. So I'm not sure what that means, but
he's a wild card.
I love Aaron Rodgers. I hope he plays as long as Tom Brady did, because the NFL will be a lot less exciting with him out of the league. Yeah. So I hope he's around for a long time. All right, here we go. Nominee number one, Derek Lively, the second of Duke. Only 4 points, but 14 rebounds and 8 blocks in the Blue Devils' 63-57 win over rival North Carolina. His 8 blocks, the most ever by a Duke player versus North Carolina. And this is a series that goes back to the 1920s. He also had a dunk late in the second half to break the tie as Duke pulled away for the win. Nominee number two, Trace Jackson Davis of Indiana. 25 points, 7 rebounds for him as the Hoosiers upset number one Purdue 79-74, first victory over a number one team by Indiana in nearly 10 years. Nominee number three, Nikola Jokic of the Nuggets. Ooh. 14 points, 10 assists, 18 rebounds in the 128-100 win over Atlanta on Saturday night. Now, he did not play last night for the Nuggets, but Saturday night was the 18th triple-double of the season and 94th of his career. Denver now 18-0. When Jokic has a triple-double. And finally, this is a wild card one. Mark Cuban, the Mavericks owner. I'm giving him an MVP nominee nod because he had the cojones to go ahead and pull off the trade for Kyrie Irving over the weekend. Irving and Luka Doncic, the Mavericks, if I can get this out, are now a legit contender in the Western Conference. It also keeps Irving away from the Lakers or helping the Suns. So good on Mark Cuban for taking this risk. Jinx, since I can't speak properly anymore, I'm going to turn it over to you. Who's your weekend MVP?
Ooh, this is a tough one. I can't go with a Dookie. So good job, Derek Lively. I can't stand Duke. Sorry, you're out. I want to go with Mark Cuban. The one thing I love about Mark Cuban is, I don't know if any of you guys watch Shark Tank, but the one thing that's so funny on that show is that, first of all, he's a genius businessman, no question about that. But what I love on that show is, as talented and as brilliant as all of those businessmen and businesswomen are, he's the only billionaire on the show. Like, everyone else has hundreds of millions, but he's the only B billionaire. So whenever he wants something, they get completely agitated. Like everyone else, all the other business people get agitated because they know that Cuban has enough money to just outbid them to the end. And when he decides he wants something, like, the visceral anger that, like, we have hundreds of millions, but Cuban can just continue to throw money at this thing. I always find it so entertaining. However, I think this is brilliant from a marketing perspective. I also think when Luka is in the last year of his contract before he goes after a max deal, that's going to be the one year where his contract, as far as the cap is concerned, is aligned with Kyrie's, and they can really make a serious run at maybe signing another star player, making run at a title. I think that's what Cuban is trying to do here. But I don't know if it's worth it, because at the end of the day, Kyrie Irving has proven time and time and time and time again on paper, he's a hell of a player. He is a hell of a player. There's no question about that. On paper, you think this guy can make us a winner, but he's not worth the headache. And I just don't trust him. Everywhere he's gone, he's been in great situations and has blown all of those situations up. So I'm going to go back to the old time and tested Nikola Jokic. I mean, the guy is just unbelievable and just quietly just putting up triple-double after triple-double. Not even quietly. He's just doing this. It's just that we expect it from him now. It's like, oh, Nikola Jokic had a triple-double and the Nuggets won. When that becomes the norm instead of the exception, you know you're doing something right. So I'm going with Joker.
I don't disagree with you on Joker at all. It's just that that has become the norm. And so it's kind of like, oh, he did it again. Yeah. Why not? Great performance. Nuggets win. I can't give it to Mark Cuban because I just don't like Kyrie, and I'm not going to give any award to something that has to do with Kyrie Irving right now. So Mark Cuban, love ya. Great job on Shark Tank. Like Jenks said, you're my favorite one on there, but you're not winning my MVP this morning. I thought about giving it to Trayce Jackson-Davis because, you know, you beat number one Purdue. It's a huge rivalry game. You upset the Boilermakers. You contain Zach Edey. But I have to give it to Derek Lively. Only 4 points, but you have 14 rebounds, 8 blocks. You set a record for blocks by the most Duke player ever against North Carolina. So you etch your name into the record book. You also have the late dunk that puts you up and a win over North Carolina in John Shire's first season as a head coach. It's also a little bit of revenge after what the Tar Heels did to Duke last season on their home floor in Coach K's final, regular season meeting with the Tar Heels. So that was a very big win for Duke, who's just kind of been meh this whole season. So maybe something that propels them a little bit more to close out the regular season. So I'll give it to Derek Lively.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lively as well, Kate, for all the reasons that you talked about. This is a rivalry game. Again, neither one of these teams ranked, which is unusual in this series. But this victory by Duke, not only does it propel them forward, it also hurts North Carolina as well. And there's nothing more than Blue Devil fans would love if they were the reason that North Carolina ends up missing out on the NCAA tournament. And as odd as it sounds right now, Carolina is probably squarely on the bubble, and if they don't get things going in the next couple weeks, Carolina may be NIT bound and not NCAA bound. So this was a big win all the way around if you're a Duke fan. Again, the 8 blocks setting a record for a Blue Devils player, and again, a rivalry that goes back over 100 years. So a nice job by Lively. I'll give it to him as well, although not a great weekend for MVP candidates. Let's be honest. There wasn't a lot going on this weekend. Yeah. Right, Jinx? I mean, it was kind of a quiet weekend.
It wasn't great. And we can get into this later if we have time. But my favorite moment of the weekend was Alexander Ovechkin's son scoring a goal in the NHL All-Star game. Did you see that? Where it was such an awesome picture where Alexander Ovechkin Jr., OV Jr., the nameplate on his back, and he comes back onto the ice, and his dad is behind him with a camera taking a picture. And so OV teamed up with Sidney Crosby and then OV Jr., and then so they skated down the ice together. They passed it back and forth and let OV Jr. score on Roberto Luongo. And so he celebrates, and it's so strange to see OV's son. This makes me feel so old because we all remember when Sid the Kid and Obi came into the league together and, of course, had this great rivalry. Now they're older and they appreciate each other a little bit more. And now they're teaming together to let Ovechkin's son score a goal in the All-Star game. It was an awesome moment, but also I thought, my God, I've been around for a long time watching that.
It was.
Yeah, that does kind of make you feel old a little bit, doesn't it, Jinx?
Yeah, you mean Obi Jr.'s on the ice? Oh, my God. Did you see that, Bill?
Yeah, no, it was a great moment. But the problem was, and this is kind of, we've kind of transitioned here, MVP Monday, and we also talk about who had the worst weekend as well sometimes. And I have to put that, the NHL All-Star game had a terrible weekend, not because it was bad. Nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew what was going on at all. And they did some really cool things with their All-Star game this weekend, much like the NFL is trying to do with the Pro Bowl. They had different events and everything else. There was nothing on the front page of ESPN.com, nothing on the front page of CBSSports.com. Do you even know, I'll ask both of you right now, don't look, who won the All-Star game this weekend? Which division won the All-Star game this weekend?
I do know.
Because you looked it up probably already.
It was the Atlantic Division,
correct?
Correct.
That is correct. But again, nobody would know.
No idea what was going on. I had heard a few things, but I don't know what the activities are that they're doing other than the actual All-Star game itself. And I don't even know the format of that, if that's just an actual hockey game or if they've changed it. They did a terrible job promoting this, which it's surprising because NHL has been, it feels like, I don't know numbers-wise, but people are watching it more with their new TV package and the new deal that they've gotten in the last couple of years. Like, people are watching the NHL a little bit more, but there was no promotion, at least on the channels that I follow, of this All-Star game, or honestly, I don't even know where it was.
God, I don't even know either. I'm not a big all-star game person. Like, I like the NBA all-star game. I think it's pretty supremely entertaining, even though there's no defense. But the NHL, I think, actually does a good job. These events are fun. They have the hardest shot at a splash shot competition where you're trying to hit a target and whatever it was, knock somebody in a dunk tank or something like that. They have the fastest skater competition. They have this tandem competition, which is what Ovi and Sid the Kid were doing. So there's some cool stuff. It's just that, A, there's a ceiling on how much people care about hockey. And then B, you're right, Kate. There's just no promotion at all. And it doesn't help that even an all-star game for a major sport gets no publicity at all. Like, Bill's right. It was nowhere.